The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says there are three New Zealanders registered on safe travel as being in Ukraine, although it thinks many more are in the war-torn country. Mike Seawright runs Relief Aid and spent about 5 months in Ukraine after Russia invaded and will go back in a few weeks. He told our reporter Rosie Gordon how tough it is on the ground.
It's pretty hard, I must admit. I've been working in war zones for quite a long time now, almost a couple of decades, and I must admit I've not seen the level of destruction that I saw in Ukraine. We've got whole villages, whole neighbourhoods completely levelled, and one village just outside of Kyiv, there were over 2,000 homes partially or completely damaged.
What's it like, Mike, being a foreigner in that environment?
Well, it's really interesting to be a Kiwi in Ukraine at the moment, simply because most people obviously understand where New Zealand is, and as far as they're concerned, it's the other end of the world. And so you get a lot of positive feeling, I guess a lot of positive feedback to being a Kiwi in Ukraine, because they think, my goodness, you've travelled a long way to help. And obviously you're trying to help and do some good, but we simply appreciate the fact that you've turned up to be here.
What sort of work are you doing there?
We're providing shelter support, food for families, and medical supplies for hospitals. So needs are pretty massive there at the moment. Lots of homes have been bombed and people need tarpaulins, for example, to cover their roofs. And hospitals are struggling with medical supplies. They've got the staff, but they don't have the goods, the materials, the drugs, medicines needed to keep their hospitals running. So this is what we're doing there.
Have you come across any other New Zealanders in your time over there, and what sort of things are they doing?
I've come across a few Kiwis, actually. Not many, to be fair. One was a gentleman I met up in Kharkiv in the northeast of Ukraine. Pretty hot place, attacks day and night. And he was an ex-Defence Force personnel, had retired, was now volunteering his time to help distribute food to families in the city. So I thought this was pretty laudable. One person wanting to make a difference and had just made up his mind that he needed to get out there and help.
How are you feeling about the prospect of going back into that environment?
Working in a war zone comes with risk, and I guess we'll just get on and do our job. This is what we specialise in, and many others are unwilling to operate in these places. And, you know, I'd be very careful in terms of making any decision to go to Ukraine. I certainly expect anyone who does to have the experience necessary to operate in a very difficult and dangerous environment.
Now, that was Rosie Gordon speaking to Mike Seawright, who runs Relief Aid, has spent quite a bit of time in Ukraine, will be going back there. Now, the Defence Force says it does not know how long it will take to contact all 94 of its staff who are on leave without pay and does not track the movements of those personnel.